traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Thank you.
What, did you, are you serious?
Bruh.
It was so fast.
Yo, and the most badass thing, this wasn't in any of the clips. You knocked him out, you go.
Bro, 2 seconds it was after. Just like, but it was like it's over, don't count. Like, that's what I was thinking. When I landed it and I just felt him disappear out of my hand, I said, it's over.
Sounds so sweet.
Hey, you got some vocals.
I mean, they're not bad. Bro, Hinder, Lips of an Angel, has been stuck in my head for the past week. You remember that song? Hearing no name, it sounds so sweet. Coming from the lips of an angel. You don't remember that song?
No, but keep singing.
Must be a generational thing, bro. Yeah, I forgot how young you are.
21.
Fresh off a knockout. Bro, you're basically the champ of the world.
Man, they should. I'm champ, right?
You are champ.
Like, shit.
You are champ,
Everybody
bro.
Everybody else a champ.
You a champ. Where's your belt?
Somewhere.
It's somewhere in the house. All right, hey, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. Normally, Mike and I have a little dialogue before the guest walks in, but right now I'm going to do it with Ryan, my boy Ryan.
Straight up.
Who, if you guys saw his last fight, knocked out Francisco Fonseca in 1:20. Probably the most brutal, vicious, cleanest knockout I've ever seen in my life. And this is one of the first stops you're making, so thanks, bro. Thanks for coming on again,
problem.
By the way.
Yeah, no problem, man. It's always a pleasure being here, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Dope as fuck.
Thank you, bro. The first thing you did when you got here is you asked me to shower.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I've been everywhere but home. Yeah, so it's like we try to get a hotel, but there's no hotel rooms available. Like, on Saturday, there was none available anywhere you went.
How come? In Anaheim?
Anaheim, fucking no way. LA, just everywhere we asked was like sold out. So me and my mom, we just went.
You went for it? Reservoir Dogs?
Something like that. You know what I mean, Ryan.
Who is this?
So that's actually the champ of the world, Ryan Garcia.
Oh, Ryan Garcia, yeah, the guest. Did you start the show?
Yeah, we did. What
happened?
I don't know. We said we were going.
The show was supposed to start at 3 and it's fucking 4:15.
Because we were just talking about how Ryan showered. And then before he went in the shower, he's like, yo, do you mind if I jog in the treadmill a little bit? Are you always working out?
Man, if I don't work out, I feel weird. Like right now, I feel a little like, ooh.
Well, you jumped rope for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I had to do something or else I would have felt weird.
Ryan, that's unusual. Most people feel weird when they work out because it's like hard to do and shit.
Well, I really dead ass. I feel so weird when I don't work out. It's just confusing.
I've heard that from people. That's like Kevin Hines. There's a lot of people that are like that. They need that release. Yeah. I'm the same way. If I don't work out for like a week at a time, I'll feel like a potato or like a pancake.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I'm actually not like that
really?
At all. Yeah, I can. I mean, you know me, bro. I will not work out, and I'll feel fine. Like I really only do it like aesthetically. To look good.
But you're not really like a human per se.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're like a robot.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of that, the conspiracy theory.
It's about him.
You know,
he's a robot.
Because we did the whole reptilian overlords with Alex Jones, and I'm not
one of them. I want to play this knockout for those of you who did not see it. Happened in 1:20, the first round, and I was actually at this fight. It was one of the coolest fights to be at. Check it out. Do we have audio?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Sorry for the technical difficulty. But
replays here. I'll save that story. Go ahead, Sergio.
No, he set up that left hook, and we predicted it. It all started with that jab, and you can see it right there. Ryan Garcia.
Bro, I'm telling in real time, you can't even see your hand move. Right on the button, man straight sprawls out on the mat. And didn't move for, I mean, you were in the ring 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Just standing still or laying down still is a still thing.
Yeah, and I just started praying for him at one point.
I saw that. Yeah, you kneeled down next to him.
Yeah.
At what point did this become like actually scary? Like you may have severely hurt this man.
I just looked around and it was like everybody, instead of celebrating, they were just shocked.
Yeah.
So I was like, at that point, I was like, he's not moving. everybody's around him. Let me just take a knee for him. Because I was literally praying before I got into the ring. There were so many cameras there, they had to catch it. Mm. I was praying, saying, like, just have him wake up. Because I knew I was going to knock him out.
You prayed for him before
he knocked him out? Before the fight. Before the fight, I said, God, we just wake him up.
That's mad noble. Yeah. I mean, it's the right thing to do. But also, I wonder, like, and having some boxing experience, you have to have a killer instinct. But also, sounds like you're doing a good job at still being a human. Like I remember when Mike Tyson was talking about eating his opponent's babies and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You trying to eat any babies?
Nah, that's why. No, this is what me, it's like, I do it for the love of the game. I don't do it to kill somebody. Like I told everybody, that's just whack. That's out. So I'm just like, I need to do something spectacular. And if you get knocked out cold, I just pray you wake up. That's all I ask.
We were talking before the podcast started, you and I, and you were, it was interesting to watch you like revel in how even excited you were about the knockout.
Yeah, I know everybody's shocked by that because like I've seen so many knockouts. I'm a boxing historian.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like I've seen so many knockouts, and even myself, I look at my knockout and I'm just like, that's probably one of the greatest knockouts I've ever seen in my life.
Seriously,
like,
seriously.
This might live on past me. Like, I'm not even lying. Like, yeah. That shot was so perfect, so in between a punch, such in a blink of an eye. It had timing, it had speed, it had power, it had shock value.
Yeah.
Fucking,
I was blown away by that shit. We were what, like three, four rows back, and
oh my god, do you see the cut where he had?
Yeah,
that was my face. Yeah, that was classic as fuck, yeah. Bro,
they pointed the camera at me, and like legit for 2 minutes, I was just, and Jake too.
Jake was like,
bro, it's because you don't. I guess you just aren't seeing those kind of knockouts, especially in your division, dude.
135.
Yeah. What do you think? What would you attribute your success to and your wins? Because now that's two first round knockouts that I've seen. Very cold first round knockouts against very worthy opponents, by the way.
I would say contributed to me getting older. When I was coming up, I was 17. So I knew I had the right mindset. And I had the right, like, I knew what I knew I was doing, but my body wasn't letting me do it yet. So that's one factor. Another factor is, since I was already thinking like that, but I didn't have the body to do it, so I was thinking of other ways. Like, how do I catch people in between something? Or I was paying attention to every detail of, like, a match. So I would think when I sparred, like, okay, I could catch him right here, and he won't expect it. So I was always practicing those little inches, like, okay, I'm going to catch him right here. Just throw some shit.
The precision.
Yeah, the precision. So I could contribute to that. And then just my work ethic. Like, I know that nobody's going to do what I do. Nobody even wants to hang out with me for a long period of time. Like, for a week, living with me, it would be very hard. Like, nobody likes, like, being around me for a week.
How come?
I do weird shit. Like right now, I was going to really run, but I didn't want to, like, pause the whole thing.
The podcast?
But, like, I literally, my mind would say, no, you have to run.
Bro, Ryan Garcia comes in. He's like, yo, you got a shower? I was like, yeah, no problem. He's like, wait, can I use your treadmill before I shower? First? I'm like, well, I'm the
you
podcast
actually, this
is
actually
three,
two podcasts in a row that you've done with us that you were exceptionally late for. The first time you actually didn't even fucking show up, usually I would just throw out some sort of like empty threat here, like a violence. But honestly, I'm not gonna do that, bro. Like, be as late as you fucking want, because what are we gonna fucking?
And by
do
the way,
it?
Wait. By the way, Mike, let me say, like, I've been seeing a lot of shit of you on the internet.
This guy?
Yeah, I just want to say that.
Like some fucking
crazy shit.
I'll tell you what, bro. Mike's life has become slowly very unrealistic.
I'm just like shocked myself. I'm like,
so am I, bro. It doesn't make sense to me either, bro.
You got the best friend in the world.
Oh, it's incredible.
I hope you fucking know that.
I know. I know. We got a cool little thing going, bro. But honestly, dude, I don't.
Where the fuck's his surprise?
Oh, it's coming. His birthday's April 1st, bro. You best believe. Crazy. We're working on some, Max looking at me right now, working on some shit right now.
All right.
But yeah, dude, I don't know. It's just, it's like.
How do you feel? Let me interview you. How do you feel?
Please don't. Dude. The fans do not want that. Trust me. They hear enough of me. But no, I don't know. I just, bro, for me, it's like a roller coaster, bro. Like, literally, like, straight, like.
No, he's saying this, but the shit I've read is like, what are you talking? It's a roller coaster, bro.
It's a. I wrote about this in the last few pages of my book the other day about how it's a roller coaster, and I make believe that it's a roller coaster, but in reality, I'm like actually steering the fucking ship. Yeah. But I pretend so. I don't know.
This is a crazy ride. Who made it?
How did I end up in this situation?
He's all fucking creating the fucking roller coaster. Fuck, this ride's crazy, dog.
But you also have to imagine, like, I don't know how well you know Mike, but 10 years ago, like, that was not this dude sitting here.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, you're looking at like a severely evolved, like a. I'm just gonna say some adjectives here. Like an overweight, not passionate, drug addict.
Well, I was passionate about some things, just not the kind of things that people seem passionate about.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so his life has really taken a 180 degree shift. I tell him every day, I'm like, bro, you in particular. Life hit him with the boop.
Ooh.
Life just goes boop.
Oh.
And all of a sudden everything's great.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, oh, hold on a second. That's not even Mike's blessed, bro.
Mike is blessed.
No, there was no boop where life was automatically great, dude. There's 10 years of war where you come out and you lick your wounds, which are massive 18-inch wounds all over my body that I'll still have forever. Then you spend that just scar tissue, everything. Just you're crazy.
Come on
here. 18-inch wounds and shit. I'm like, damn.
I'll show you some if you want.
I'm good.
And then you spend 10 years rebuilding, and then you get to the boop.
Yeah,
100%. You know what I'm saying? Every boop that the viewer sees out there, because that's what it looks like. Yeah. Ryan's boop, your boop.
Yeah,
all those, true. Like, yo, one day they blew up, always has 10, 20 years prior to the boop behind
and
it.
And I don't think people truly understand what you mean right now. It's facts, though. Like, but everybody thinks like it's overnight. This thing happened overnight. But it took everything you had in you to get over so many obstacles.
Facts.
Like, and that's in anything. Somebody does something great, it's like, if you would have seen the journey, you would have been like, fuck that.
And we know you anecdotally. We've known you for what, 2-3 years now. Man. So we've been a part of the come up.
This is crazy about that.
Crazy, bro. And you,
how do you feel like just seeing that? It's dead ass, like.
Bro. It's one of the coolest things ever. Legit, like, these guys know there's nothing more fulfilling to me than seeing my friend succeed.
And how do you know something was special? Like, because I wasn't really that big
about you
yet. Yeah.
So obviously you blew up on social media, like you were the social media phenom, right? The social media phenom boxer. And that intrigued me because you were also a badass. And then people started chirping, like, yo, is this kid just a pretty boy?
Yeah.
Can he take a hit? Is he a real grizzly boxer?
Right.
And then with Duno, who I actually mediated your face to face with him.
I was like,
yo, they're saying this Duno guy is gonna give Ryan like
they were saying he was gonna knock me out.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Big right hand, like, I heard it all. And I was like, well, I guess we'll see how Ryan does. First round, lights out, right? So now I'm like, okay, Ryan's the dude I thought he was, right?
Yeah.
And then this one, same thing. Bro, before we watched your fight, I got people telling me, like, yo, this one's not for, this is it for Ryan.
People were messaging me saying, like, they bet against you and shit. Yeah. And I was like, they're like, yo, this is a tough opponent. And I like, you are always, for me, it was always your confidence, but also just watching your tape, it's your speed. Like, your speed is undeniable. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a fucking lightning bolt. Like, like he said, you could have missed that left hook if you weren't.
By the way,
I did miss it. Yeah. The only reason I saw it was because I watched that. The replay. If you watch his face after the knockout, he's like this. I'm just looking up just to watch it back because I missed it in real time.
No, it's just crazy because, like, if you watch the little post I posted today, I can't really see it either. I don't think the frame could catch it.
This was the ringside view you're talking about, right?
You can't really see it.
Bro, this is one of the knockouts I could watch. I could watch 1,000 times, bro.
Look at old Jorge finding me, too.
Are you serious?
Bro.
It was so fast.
And the most badass thing, this wasn't in any of the clips. you knocked him out, you go two seconds after.
But it was like it's over. Don't count. Like that's what I was thinking. When I landed it and I just felt him disappear out of my hand, I said, it's over. Like don't count.
Lethal, bro.
And then I walked off like I just felt invincible. Like
I mean you kinda you low key are, bro. However, I will say, I mean, you know this.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta stay humble.
100%.
Right? And 100%. You've been phenomenal at that. This Ryan that I'm talking to now is the same Ryan I talked to two years ago.
And the thing is, like, the reason I can't like stop is because everybody put me down so much coming up that I always remember that. Like, I always remember them saying I won't amount to nothing.
Yeah.
So they really fucked up. Because that gave me the mentality to say, like, just to ignore it and just say, I'll see you when I see you. Like, that's my mindset. Like, I'm going to keep the pressure. Like, you think I'm not going to do it? Well, I'm going to do it.
Who's next?
Jorge Linares, Staples Center.
Oh, yo, we watched him fight before your
right
fight.
Great performance, right? Fast. Yeah. Old line versus young line. Yep. That's what it's about. And I'm announcing it right here on Impulsive. We're going to fight Jorge Linares at the Staples Center sometime in July, July 11th. There it goes.
Where do you see that?
Damn. Staples Center on the zone.
On the zone. Nice.
Damn, bro.
So announced on Impulsive.
That fight's going to be crazy. So I actually, man, don't hate me for this, but Linares came to a couple practices when my first fight against KSI.
You sparred him, yeah?
I didn't spar him. But I didn't know he was fighting on your card. I saw him fight right before you. Also had a very good beautiful
fight.
Knockout.
Good fight, yeah.
Now he's our enemy. Hey, now he's our fucking enemy.
Hey, bro, whether he's your enemy or not, like, it's my time now.
No, you're the fucking homie,
this
bro.
This is my time. Telling him straight up, like, this is my time right now.
He had his shot.
He had his shot. And look, he got another shot to maybe do something great with me. He has the opportunity. But I'm telling you right now,
I believe you. I 100% believe you. I like Jorge Linares.
He's a great guy. Yeah. No disrespect. He was a hell of a fighter. Yeah. Hell of a fighter. Yeah. They want to see me against him because he's an ex-world champion. He had a good stretch going on. He had a great knockout last fight.
Yep.
This is another chance to shock the world. Like I said, all 2020 is about shocking the world. Yeah. I want to fight people that they're like, there's no way Ryan's going to win. He's losing this fight. And then I beat him.
How does the young buck beat the old dog?
By running his motor so fast that he can't even keep up.
Yeah.
He's not going to keep up with my motor. I'm a new Ferrari. He's an old Ferrari.
Mm.
He's running out of gas. I got a full tank. He's not fucking with me, man.
Where does this go?
Say again?
Where does this go? You fight Linares.
Then I fight Luke Campbell. He's from the UK. He's a big fighter.
What's the hot? Just so people that are watching this and people like me know. What's the highest? Like, where does it say? What's the highest this could go to?
I could take it as far as I want. But check this out. I put out a plan last year. I said, I want to prove the world. I want to shock the world. So I stepped up to a guy that Javante fought. Didn't do that good. And I beat him. Okay, that was the first step. That was the first step of it. Then I said I wanted to fight a veteran, so let's get Jorge Linares in there.
Hmm.
He's still fast. He's still got knockout ability. Let me shock the world on that one. Then let me go fight Olympic gold medalist Luke Campbell that gave Lomachenko a hard time.
Yeah, yep.
Was, you know, kind of beating him a little bit. Then I'm going to fight Tanky. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Javante
yeah.
Davis.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The man that people fear, the man. He's like Sonny Liston back in the day. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with this story, Sonny Liston, actually everybody was fearing him. Muhammad Ali was the only one not fearing him. Everybody's like, Muhammad Ali, you're crazy for wanting to fight Sonny Liston.
Then he knocked him out and got that swag pick.
I'm gonna have the pick over Javante Davis. But I'm gonna be screaming like, I fucking told you.
The dude you just knocked out in a minute 20 seconds, didn't he go 8 rounds with Javante?
Not only did he do 8 rounds, he didn't really get knocked out. He got hit in the back of the head.
Mm.
And then they gave Javante a decision.
Mm.
Javante, I watched a little bit of that fight. Javante was backing up. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Did he even see me worried in the fight 1 second?
Not at all.
No.
I was so comfortable in there.
Did you even sweat?
I didn't sweat. I didn't do shit, but be focused on the knockout
because
I knew it was coming. When I started touching him, I started feeling him. I was like, oh my God, he's going to walk into something. I just need to make him comfortable because he's very scared of that power. When I hit him with the first one, he kind of stumbled. Right then and there, I was like, all right, if I keep doing that, he's not going to want to fight. So I like, let me make him feel comfortable. I was like, come on, hit me.
Yep, yep.
Boom. Right when he made a move.
It's crazy. You're quite literally calculating everything they're doing, and then
that's why I said they won't be able to keep on my motor.
Yeah,
My motor's moving too fast.
I just know those old dogs got, they got tricks, bro.
That's a good point.
They've been in the ring. They're vets. Yes. They know shit.
And that's what we're going to see, right? Yeah. That's what we're going to see. What tricks is he going to bring out?
Yeah.
What tricks? And I want to see it. And if he hits me, fuck it. Then come on. How many times are you going to hit me?
Got you.
Because I'm going to come at you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
What do you think about this whole new like wave of attention that's been coming into the boxing world via social media? Are you? You're at the forefront of it.
First of all, I'm bringing this hype shit back.
Yeah.
I'm bringing, like, people want to see those fucking fights now. They're hyped like back in the day.
Facts.
This is, and I'm doing it now. I'm not waiting. I'm not gonna wait years. I said I want to be out of here by 26. 26 years, I'm done. But I'm going to create so much fucking hype. At the end of the day, it's going to live on forever. Mm. Why would I wait till I'm 30, 40 to quit? That's boring. I want to be old.
Yep.
After I'm done, 26, I don't know, me and Logan going to make a movie. I don't know.
We'll make movies. We buy a yacht.
We'll make a fucking movie. We can do whatever the fuck we want, but yeah. We're going to do amazing shit still. Yeah. Inspire people still. Right now, I'm inspiring people through the sport, through my love of the sport. But at the end of the day, I want people to fall in love with the passion I have for everything.
You think you could turn that love off when you hit 26? You sure you're gonna be able to walk away?
That's what we have to see.
Because when you keep winning,
that's what we're gonna have to see, because I love it so much. If for me to walk away at that would probably be the hardest decision of my life,
bro. And by the time you get the bags are gonna be huge. I mean, I'm sure you're already making massive massive bags off these fights.
I've seen your mom's Gucci shades.
Yeah, my mom's living it up right now. But that's what I want. I want my mama to be just secured.
She's awesome. Oh my God, she's the coolest lady.
Yeah.
She's been with you these past few days. I saw her walking. She looked tired.
She's been with me through all these years, dog. She don't want to leave me alone. My mama does not want to leave me alone, dude.
I got you.
It's all love. Like, yes, your mom. Yeah. I'm like, come on. She wants to go to clubs. Come on.
You take her to clubs?
Yeah.
You've been partying now. Past few days, yeah.
I wouldn't say partying. I'm just enjoying the victory. I've been celebrating the victory.
What does that mean?
Shit. We've been having a good time, dog.
Nah, I feel you. Yo, you have to, because when you go to camp...
You have to. You so serious?
Yeah.
I had to check myself because, like, I party after my fight. But then I asked Evander Holyfield, one of the best heavyweights ever.
Yeah.
Beat everybody. I said, hey, Evander, because I was on Family Feud with him. I said, Evander Holyfield, I said, did you party after your fights, after your victories? And he paused. And I knew what that meant. He goes, yeah, I partied. Yeah, you have to. So yeah. I was like, all right, we good here.
Yeah,
we
good. Yeah, you were texting me yesterday, bro. Yeah. I was like, I know my boy Ryan's is getting turned right now.
Yeah, me and my guy. We gotta go hang out sometime, outside of.
Agree.
Yeah. I've seen just chill shit. Facts. Like, I don't know.
Facts, bro.
Coffee or some shit.
How's Holyfield's ear look?
He's still gone.
Man. Really?
There's a piece of it off.
That's cool. Thought you were going to say he asked you what you had just said to him because he couldn't hear you the first time.
No, dead ass. His ear is still off. He never put it back on.
You know, Logan got the same amount of points taken off his card as That's Tyson crazy. Got for biting crazy, his ear off.
No, I'm dead serious, dude. That was fucked up.
Bro, you were commentating the fight.
Yeah, you heard me. Yeah, I had your back.
2 points.
Dude, you want to know what I said too? It, like, nobody caught this. I don't know if you got this, but during your fight when you got hit, I said, oh no.
Like, you're supposed to be slightly biased.
They cut my mic off because I was cheering for you.
Shut up.
Yes, because I was like, oh no, pick your hands up, bro.
Oh, no.
Bro, I was literally cheering for you. I said, fuck ASI. I don't know.
Damn, bro. I wish I I wish I listened.
Dog, they fucking put the thing off and they were like, I was like, no, put your hands up, bro. No.
That was my bad, bro. But yo, Jake secured that W. You see that?
He did, man. He looked good. He did. I mean, shit. I mean, Gibb is Gibb at the end of the day. Gibb is Gibb.
What does that mean?
Like, Gibb fucking sucks. But look, respect.
Do you disagree?
No. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not taking nothing off of Jake's victory. Jake fucked him up. And Jake probably has the same experience as Gibb. But Jake is just naturally better than Gibb in every way. Physically, mentally, whatever, for combat sports.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, I respected Jake because he took that shit serious. That's what I gave him credit for.
I told him that last night. Because,
like, when he came to the training camp, I was like, this motherfucker's serious.
Dead serious.
Like, I thought he was going to fuck around. I'm just not even joking.
He ain't really like that.
He was not messing around at all.
What's that dance called where they fold their arms and get really low?
Like the Russian folk dance.
Can you explain to me why Gibb does squats while he fights? Is it like, what's the reasoning? Do you know?
That's his fighting style. But honestly, I couldn't say what would his strategy be to gain that low. He's already, may as well be knocked down. It's like you're that low to the ground.
He would just get tapped. He would tip over.
Jake circled the one time and his stance was square. Yeah. So he just touched him with a jab and Gibb went falling back.
Yeah, my dad even says that every time you square it up, all he needs is two fingers.
Yeah, that's it.
What could he have done better in your eyes?
I don't even want to do that, bro. It's just so.
I read it off a sign.
Yeah,
I'm
he
sorry.
Did. He did. I've seen this. What is it? It's gone now.
It was just a sign from the production team. But yeah, I mean, listen.
You had to ask because production. Fucking production. Guys suck.
What's
who fucking goes up with these cars?
I know, and the fucked up thing is I never
ask Mike about Lana Rhodes. Why would I do that, guys?
I actually looked.
I know you're fucking excited.
Do you know her work?
What
do I know her work? I don't know. I mean, I've learned a lot from Logan and his information.
Oh great! Now you're saying we're putting kids on fucking board.
It's informative.
Yeah, you
shout out Lana. She's a great girl. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah,
dude.
So far so good with that.
Wait,
hold up. You actually dating her? Like, I'm no disrespect to Lana. I'm not even saying.
Yo,
that.
We're dating now. We're actually dating now. I can't.
All right, it's official, guys. On impulsive.
We're gonna talk about this on the boys only that comes out before after this later on. But
okay.
Yeah, man. She's similar to you at 26. She's been retired. It's just, you know, like. She's been retired for a couple of years now.
Similar to you at 26. Wait,
first off, Ryan's 21.
No, similar to him at 26. He'll retire.
Wait, but also Lana's 23.
No, age has nothing to do with it. I'm saying similar.
He's all over the place.
Similarly to you will be at 26.
Okay.
She's been retired for a couple of years now, you know, and so she's, you know, she's just a normal, naturally normal person. Obviously, it's taken a little bit for us to.
Yeah. There's a lot of obstacles to get past.
Yeah. On both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, like. You think in her 8 month shooting she has even a percentage of the bodies that I fucking have? No. Not even fucking close. Not even a percentage.
You're saying you have more bodies?
By 100 times.
You're lying.
By 100 times.
For real?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, and I came to this conclusion.
No, last night. Are you like dead serious?
Dead serious, bro.
He'll explain it.
Yo, adult film stars off camera sometimes just aren't the person you think they are.
But
every time I'm surprised, especially with his girl, bro, Lana, like I say it. Lana's like fucking prude, bro.
She took outside of porn.
She took a bit of like opening up to do, and like was very hands off with Mike for some time, and then he managed somehow to crack that Da Vinci code.
So in he's like, I know it's a lot to deal with.
It's a
but
lot, dog.
In the adult film world at the highest level, there's like 10 or 12 dudes that do all the work. And so even if she works for eight months, 10 months, it may be with 10, 12, 14 dudes total for that whole time.
Oh, wow.
Then outside, so say give it 20 at the highest level. And then outside of that, she's got like another 5. She's been married for the past three years.
Damn.
And so say she's got 25 and I have.
Too much to count.
Do you have an estimate?
How do you feel?
I would say probably close.
What?
Because I've been fucking for 20 years, bro. At 50, I call it. So how am I going to then turn around and give her shit when there's not even a, you know what I'm saying? Like her shit's on video, so it's a little bit different, but.
Ryan goes, what?
I know. But yo, you're going to be there too. Trust me. Give it 14 years, bro. You'll be in the same boat.
Ryan's a good kid.
fuck? I don't know about that one.
Yo, but I wanted to ask you though, because you do have the power to like pool like that. So in general, I guess like what is the balance for you between being a social media celebrity, a professional athlete at the highest level, and a 21-year-old fucking kid?
I mean, like, I think just surrounding myself with good people, that's the main thing, because like I got my family everywhere with me, but on top of that, you know, temptation is everywhere.
Girls everywhere.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. There's something that like, if I could read them and they're just like, they in it for something or they're just, they're not genuine. Like if you don't come at me like trying to understand the person I am, then I'm not going to fuck with you.
Right? Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
You care about that
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I do. I do, because like, I don't know. There's just something in me that I just can't accept the fact that you ain't even trying to understand the person. Why would you even want to be with me if you don't even understand, like, want to understand the person?
No, it's a great point.
Damn,
it's
Ryan.
It's a great point. So that, you get to know.
That's hella deep. I can't say that was my prerogative at 21 years old.
Hold on, but you've seen me at parties before. Have I ever walked out with a girl?
Never. I've never seen it.
Thank you.
Or
I've never even attempted.
You're smarter than the rest of us. You send them around back. They pick them up in the limo.
Got him. Got him. No, you're obviously in a very different. You're obviously in a very different frame of mind.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like you've got your head on straight. And I didn't know.
Not only that, it's like I've been boxing my whole life, so it's like I haven't really had another life other than this. So it would be hard for me to.
You think your goal keeps you on the right path?
Like
100%. You want to be world champ, right?
So fuck a world champ. I want to beat all the best fighters because they're giving me fucking championships to everybody. Fuck a world champ. I'm not a world champ. I'm the greatest. That's what I want to be. Because look, at the end of the day, how many bouts of these are for everybody?
Jeff, can you shut the fuck up?
By the way, bless you. But for real, no, real talk. If we're really talking boxing, how many times do they give bouts to everybody?
My brother has one of these.
Fucking bullshit. You see what I mean? What the fuck?
No, it is bullshit.
Bullshit.
Why does he have one of those?
Fucking Jake's fucking popping and they want him to fucking rep.
But where did he get, why every time Jake walks around with this belt, I go, why does he have this belt?
I don't know, bro.
Like, bro, I see you and Devin Haney in the ring, you both got the same belt. Like, what does it even mean, bro?
Didn't even say, I was like, dude, if you're a champ, I'm a fucking champ.
You said, yeah, you both are carrying a belt. Like, technically, if you're a champ, I'm a champ.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That face-off was sick, by the way.
It was.
You and Devin Haney?
Yeah, when's that going to happen? Again.
I have my own agenda, and I have my own path. He wants to try to intercept it.
Is he deserving of a fight right now?
Of course. He's a talented fighter. He's a hell of a fighter. Like, he's a beast. I'm not, like,
not. How come he's not in the strategy, the game plan?
Because at the end of the day, I'm doing spectacular shit. Where's your shit? Well, come out with some shit. Like, I'm not. Why would I? You haven't done shit for me to be like, fuck, that might be a fucking savage fight. Mm. You're more of a okay, he's winning.
Is he coasting? Would you say?
Coast, he's winning. But what is he doing that's making me like step back and be like, oh shit. Like, I see Tank. Yeah. Tank is doing some nasty shit to people.
Yeah.
You know, he's fucking them up. Devin's a different person, obviously. He's a boxer more. But at the end of the day, I think our fight will be bigger in 2021. And I got some business to handle. Fuck, I'll get to you. Like I told him, I'm gonna get to you. Don't worry, you're gonna get it. I need to fight these guys. Let me build my legacy. Let me beat Linares. Let me beat Luke Campbell. Let me beat Tank. That's a big fight.
Yep.
And I'm doing this in 2020. I'm not waiting. I'm saying this will be done in 2020.
All three fights?
All three.
Holy shit.
You're going to fight 3 more times this year?
3 more times. Don't worry. You're going to see a lot of these.
When are we getting Linares?
July 11th.
Oh, July. Oh, it's already bagged. Sorry.
It's already bagged.
Okay. Cool.
And then Luke Campbell maybe in May, September, maybe. May, September, one of those. Then
So you mean August, September.
Yeah, August, September, my bad. I was thinking May because Canelo fights in May, I might fight on his undercard.
So you'd fight before Linares? No.
No. Okay, Linares first, yep. Then Luke Campbell. Okay. In the middle of the summer, maybe. Okay. And then Javante in December. I want it for more like a Christmas fight present for everybody.
You know what I mean? Like the Valentine's Day massacre.
Yeah. That was dope. Hey, that was dope, right? It turned out good.
What was that like? Yeah, that was weird. I'm sitting in the crowd. There's people making out and shit. No. All I got is Logan.
You know what's crazy part? They weren't just kissing. They were fucking going for it.
I've seen that. Did you watch up on the kiss
cam? Yes. I was like, oh, shit.
Did you see the one lady they focused on for a little too long?
Some of them got caught up.
Yeah, that was strange. There's some strange shit going on.
Some of them was like, wait, it's not really my girl.
That's what I'm saying. But then
they were like, oh, okay.
That kiss game is dangerous.
It is.
That gets people in trouble.
It does.
Because bro, there may be dudes out there who are trying to keep that relationship a secret. They got wives back at home. And then the side chick's like, come on, babe, it's for the kiss game. One kiss. Now you got to pay child alimony, child support, all that shit for the next 10 years, all because of a kiss cam at a fucking Ryan Garcia fight.
Fuck.
Crazy. Let's keep our people together.
Yeah,
Jeff said, "Let's keep our people together."
Good call, Jeff.
Good job, Jeff.
Jeff, you're the man.
I like your angle. I like your angle with Haney. I think you're absolutely right. And I like Devin too. I just think at this point in time, you're A side. I think you take the fight when you goddamn please.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that.
And it's not even because it's I please. It's because I have to. This is my legacy, and I have a plan. Like you're not you could create your own. By far, you could go over there, get some good fights, do some amazing things.
Yep.
That just makes our legacy even better. If you can, are you willing to work hard to do it? Like you're saying a lot of shit, but you need to show me. Like I'm gonna show people. I beat Duno, nasty.
Yep.
Knocked out Fonseca, as you've seen, nasty. Now Linares, I have to beat this vet. I have to beat him.
That is gonna be crazy.
Can't you feel the hype already fucking building?
No, they told me after the fight that you two were he was next. I was like, this is fucking incredible. Insane. This is incredible.
And he did have a nasty knockout. He caught him. Nasty.
Yo, he's a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's a fucking beast.
What's your biggest goal outside of boxing? Like you want to leave a boxing legacy behind, but what's your life like outside of boxing? What's your biggest goal?
My biggest goal is just leaving my mentality for everybody just to enjoy and my passion.
I saw on your Instagram a little circle, a highlight that said tips for anxiety.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, it's because, look, I only want to get behind stuff that I either have experience or I'm very passionate about. So around 17 years old, before I went pro, which when I look back, I think I went through this on purpose. Or it was all planned. But I'm at 17, never really experienced anxiety. And then out of nowhere, boom, it hits me. I'm starting to have panic attacks. I'm starting to have weird dreams. I'm starting to feel weird. Like anxiety makes you feel weird. It makes you feel things that are just not normal. Hard to explain. Like sometimes you could feel dizzy. Sometimes you could feel out of the loop. Sometimes you could feel like you're in a dream. Sometimes you could feel unsure. And sometimes you could feel like you're about to die. All those things literally help me learn and pay attention to my emotions, to things that trigger me, to things that are bothering me that I'm not sure of subconsciously. So once I understood that and once I controlled my emotions, it literally benefited me more than I could ever benefited me. And that is what I want to share to people. I want to help them if I can. Like I want to give them tips. I want to be there for that kid like me that would cry in the mirror, look in the mirror, scream because I did not know what the fuck was going on. I want to look at him and be like, yo, I got you. Here's some tips.
What are a couple of those tips?
Tips is just the fact that, look it. So when you're going through anxiety, you got to remember that it's all based on something. I know it's sometimes you're like, no, I got an anxiety. I don't know where it came from, but it is somewhere. And you got to really look into yourself. Like, what are you doing that's not right? What is something that might be bothering? What if you're doing something bad and you feel bad for it, but you're not admitting it? Mm-hmm. And then also you want to talk to people. You want to talk to your mom. You want to talk to your brother if you don't have that. You want to talk to a close friend, to a counselor, somebody be like, yo, I'm feeling these feelings. Why? Like communication is best. Like a hug goes a long way. Like all that goes a long way. So that's another thing. And I even messed around and did one session with a counselor, even though it went horribly wrong.
What happened?
He asked me some weird shit.
Like how big your dick was type shit?
No, he was like, "Do you jack off?" And I'm like,
"Oh my god, really? It was close."
Dog, I was like,
eh. Therapists always have a
They have a weird thing. But I'm not saying it's bad. Like I'm saying, it's not bad. I just had.
They
a
usually
weird
have a long term because you probably. I don't think we talked about it last time, but I've struggled with anxiety and depression for years and years. Right, and it was one of the contributors to my past and my addiction. Yeah. And one of my big platforms now is to try to talk about this stuff. So I'm happy to hear you talk about it. But sometimes therapists will do that kind of stuff where they'll have like an end game. And they'll ask a bunch of contributing questions that don't make sense to you at the time, but then they eventually do.
Right.
I mean, if you ever get back, if you ever get a chance to get back to it and you think about it, therapy can be super helpful.
No, I was thinking more of a sports therapist. Cause just like if I have thoughts like, hey, before the fight, like I have anxiety about this.
And he asked you if you whack it.
No. I'm talking about just a normal therapist.
I actually know a guy. We had him on this podcast.
Like a sports
Peter.
Oh,
Peter
yeah. Oh, my God. That's
good guy.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Yeah, he'd be sick. Mm-hmm. I think it's super cool how open you are about your emotions. Because, I'm not going to lie. Does not expect this from a boxer.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'll go back to saying, the one thing I noticed that maybe I'm missing and why I don't, thoroughly excel in boxing is that killer instinct.
Yeah.
So... have that? Because you're also really in touch with your feelings and you're vocal about them too. Which...
Yeah. I have the killer instinct just because fuck, I love it, dude. Like when I hit somebody, my mind switches to I'm in it. I'm about to kill him. Not like I'm about to kill him, but like this is my chance. I'm about to finish him right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I don't want him let off the hook and all that. But I mean, you could also build that though. Like you don't limit yourself to holding. Like I don't have the killer instinct. Fuck, you do.
Mine's I have it. It's an instinct. So it flashes at like the very most crucial moment in whatever scenario I'm in. Not like if I'm in a boxing match and I see
you don't think of life and death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like unless it's life and death, bro, it doesn't.
Right. 100%. But you could. That's all experience. I feel like it's all experience in the ring.
Yeah.
It's all if you do it over and over again, it's just going to get better. It's just going to get better. You're going to get better. And here comes
Jake. We got Jake Paul in the house.
Oh, shit. I'm touching the wires.
Why'd you hook up with my wife?
Oh, wow. What the fuck? Went out with your wife?
Oh, that's it? What are you doing?
Hey, bro, are you good?
Jake, that's it? He's actually pissed off, dude. I can tell.
My heart is racing, actually. What's going on?
What did he even say?
He said, why'd you hook up with my wife?
How's it? Where's my water?
That was strange. Do you know what he's referring to?
This just switched up. This just switched. I thought we were all good humans here. He fucked his wife.
He fucked his wife? What's wrong with you?
You're a dog.
You're a dog. A dirty dog. I thought I was a dirty dog.
1,000 don't seem too bad anymore. 1,000 doesn't seem too bad.
What's worse, having sex with 1,000 girls?
Or your brother's wife?
Having sex with your brother's
wife. I never did that. Partially because I don't have a brother.
Start voting now in the comment section.
Wow.
I got...
Where do you even go from there?
I'll tell you where. I got fan questions.
You said it like the dude on TikTok.
I got fan questions.
Fan questions. Chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
I want Postmates. I want some Starbucks.
We could do that.
Yeah, whatever you want.
What do you want, dude?
Tall mocha.
Hey, let's get this fucking kid some Starbucks before he kills everyone.
Hey.
I'm gonna throw a left hook in this room.
Get him a fucking coffee.
I saw Dylan intentionally unplug the camera.
Dylan Dennis?
No. I saw you trip over it.
Yeah, I tripped.
Yeah, that was an accident.
Intentionally.
No.
I got fan questions here, bro.
Okay.
I tweeted that you're coming on the show. I'm sorry that the profile picture is me in bed.
Hey, that's Little Maverick.
Little Maverick says, what goes through Ryan's head when he enters the ring?
What goes through my head before going in the ring? Thank you, God.
Yeah?
Thank you, God, for this. Like, it's about to be fun.
Gratitude?
Yes. Yes.
For the opportunity or what?
Yeah. Just like, I'm here. Like, I shouldn't be here, but thank you for calling me. Thank you. Like, I felt everybody's energy, and when they were screaming my name before I entered, I was like, thank you, God. Like, I shouldn't be here right now.
Bro, when I ran into you beforehand, you don't strike me as like nervous or like it seems like I'm still talking to this kid even before like a massive fight.
Yeah.
Gladiator shit.
Like I told everybody, like I can't take credit for 100% credit for my fights. Like God literally calms me down to the point where I have no fear. Like I'm just like, I'm an animal.
You Christian?
Yes.
Tight. Yeah. All right. Next question.
Let's go, JC.
Harry Turner. Do you do the no sex before a fight rule?
Oh shit. I'm gonna get in trouble for this one. But I have had sex before my fight, and I've had got a knockout in the first round. So
you are the sixth fighter to tell me that this is a rumor.
Yeah. No one does the no sex except for people that lose, it seems like. It's literally no. I feel like it's actually the exact opposite. It's so, like, if you don't fuck before you fight, you're guaranteed to get your ass smoked.
My coach is gonna watch this and say, I knew it, mijo.
Oh no, that's who, your coach told you not to.
Yes, my coach is whenever like he thinks I'm lethargic in the ring, he goes, you've been having too much sex, mijo.
Yeah. Here's what I said.
Having too much sex, mijo. No, because he's like not that good at English, right? Like our coaches.
Here's what I say back to that, by the way. You got a home run hitter, right? Every time he steps up to the plate, he jacks one out of the fucking park over the Green Monster. And you're the coach. You're going to walk up to that dude and be like, hey, man, drop your elbow a little more. No, you're going to be like, yo, keep jacking him out of the park.
Yeah.
If I were him, I'd be trying to hook him up with fucking Lana Rhodes or some shit before the fight.
That's so. Your girl, you sick.
All right, someone else then. You get my jizz. You catch my jizz.
I don't get your jizz. No.
I think he mentioned gist.
Or yeah, maybe gist.
He didn't.
Gist. That's a weird question after I say catch my jizz.
Whoa.
What are you asking?
I actually like that question. Are you doing dairy milk?
No, I'm doing regular milk.
Dairy milk? Wait, dairy?
Yeah, you want to know a crazy thing about it? I think my strength comes from? Just a rumor or just a hypothetical thing. Yeah. I think that this, not hypothetical, but I think that this is the reason.
The theory.
Well, I breastfed all the way to 4 years old.
I thought you were going to say a number like 20 or something. No. I'm actually not that.
He's like up until yesterday.
I was expecting some like real like heavy.
Well, some
shit.
People think that's crazy for. People like look at me like you're nuts. Like you were literally saying titty to your mom.
Titty.
Wait, you live in LA right now?
No, La Jolla.
San Diego. What's it like drinking milk down there? Like dairy milk? Because here in LA, man, I drink dairy milk and people make fun of me. I've had people spray paint.
At first I was confused, but now you said LA, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Bro, I've had people spray paint like hate symbols in my car and shit. You're like lying. Cows, yeah.
For real?
No, yeah. He's lying, but I make fun of him. I make fun of him all the time.
Yeah,
he gets made fun of a lot.
I'd love chocolate milk with real whole dairy milk.
I don't know. I just haven't got used to almond milk. I've tried it.
It tastes like chalk.
It tastes like something that's missing.
Yeah, milk.
Yeah.
Almond milk is really just almond water.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. You take almonds and you just like soak them in water and then the runoff is like the almond milk.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Do you think people that drink almond milk and soy milk are pussies?
No. I think that they're almond milk drinkers.
Yeah, what about soy milk?
That makes sense.
Soy milk, they're a little strange. They're a little strange.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
That one, you got to be careful about soy milk.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, next question. Gabriel 1546764. Oh no, it's Gabrielle.
Yeah, you said Gabriel.
All right, listen. Wait, interchangeable. It's 2020. Yeah, yeah. She may identify as male. I don't know.
Yeah.
What did it feel like at the moment you got the knockout?
Oh man, what did I feel? I'm thinking like I just felt invincible.
Were you surprised?
Nah. When I hit him, I wasn't surprised. But what I was surprised is at the fact that I finally got my first one punch sleep knockout. That's like a grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was my first one ever, dude.
Yeah.
And I was just so hyped. I was like, because I've been wanting it so bad.
Just the clean one?
Just the cleanest one ever. And I finally just.
Beautiful. Are you doing that in sparring, by the way? Like, are you knocking people out?
I've knocked out so many people in sparring.
Really?
My coach has had to move up the guys in weight. Like,
even with headgear and shit?
And even them, I'm moving them around.
Damn. Yeah. Damn.
I wanted you two to spar. I wanted to bring this up. I wanted you guys to spar.
For his fight?
No. Like for one of his vlogs over the next couple of days. But he said he wouldn't do it because he would hurt you.
Do I test that theory?
bro, I just like...
He said if I connect with one of these
that's
punches...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
here's the thing. Look, he might be able to survive the punches. No doubt. Because he's big. But I'm telling you, if we get into 8th round, I think he's gonna be tired.
Oh, of course I'll be tired in two.
He had pretty good endurance for his first.
Oh, in peak shape, sure.
Yeah,
peak sure.
Shape,
yeah.
Right
but yeah, but I ain't no champ fighter. I'm doing 6 round fights. That's the best you got.
I'm doing six. We're not going to 10
I'm
or.
I do 79.
All right, you know what is another crazy thing? They're making me fight 12 round fights and 9 for world titles.
That last fight was supposed to be
12 rounds.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
And Duno, and I'm still not champ. The fuck.
Yo,
that's why I said if you're a champ, I'm a champ.
Yeah. Yeah. No, something's up for sure. Yeah. All right, next question. I am Rob Sanchez. What is his toughest challenge in training?
Damn. Oh, the toughest challenge is easy. Waking up and doing something even though I don't want to do it. Like, really? I'm literally genuinely tired and I don't want to do it. Just breaking that mental barrier.
Yeah.
And doing it every day, that's probably the toughest challenge. The second one is dealing with my anxiety throughout training camp. The third one is injuries. So everybody has injuries in training camp. I don't care what it is.
Yours tend to be pretty minor, I'm assuming.
Minor, but not this last camp. This last camp, I didn't use my right hand the whole camp.
Shut the fuck up.
Didn't spar with it. I just trained on my left. And
what'd you do to you?
I hurt a little bit on the wrist. It's getting better now, though. It's just in the training camp, there was no way I was going to be able, I would have just damaged
it. Was it like a hairline fracture?
It wasn't a hairline fracture. It was something to do with the nerve.
Do we have to worry about this?
Oh, no, you don't. It's perfect.
Because I'll take my bet down on the next fight.
Last one.
Don't worry about
Support
that.
Support guy, LOL. Which starter Pokemon is his favorite? I personally picked this one up because I'm curious.
Oh, I got one. Yeah. I got one. It's, what's his name?
What color is he? Squirtle?
No. Squirtle. Yes, the one that has the water.
Yeah,
Squirtle's a beast.
Funny you say that.
Squirtle, the squirt turtle.
Yeah.
I got a tattoo of Squirtle on my body, actually.
Yeah, me too.
No, what? Logan really does on his
penis. No, you did.
He goes, yeah, me too. I'm like, oh. Yeah, it's next to my dick. Anyways.
A Squirtle.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the idea behind it. What was the question from the sign? Thoughts on Teofimo BF Lopez.
Teofimo Lopez's
Teofimo
boyfriend.
Teofimo Lopez. Yeah, look at. Great fighter again. He used to talk shit about me, him and his dad. They used to drill me coming up. But I was like 18, 17. They were all older than me. They were on my ass, just saying I'm not shit, overhyped. But he's definitely surprised me into the person he's becoming. He seems like a better person now. But he's also talked about he went through anxiety after a certain fight and things with his family. So he's like, he came out of that better. So I'm interested to see how he does with Lomachenko.
It's cool to see. Oh, wait. Who is this guy? You haven't fought this guy?
No.
Okay. I don't know who he is. It's interesting to see how fighters are like opening up about like how they feel.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't know what it was like when like Mike Tyson was fighting.
Nah, it was like, all about being macho.
Right? And like now you hear dudes like Darren Till and even like Cerrone, Cowboy Cerrone, and I've mentioned this on this show, they'll be clear and vocal, outspoken about how they're scared when they walk into the ring.
And I love it, dude.
Are you scared before the fight?
It's getting less and less scary, but more just, I just so much on a mission.
Yeah.
I'm so much on a mission to shock the world, like I said, that I'm not scared. I'm just ready to fucking go. Like I was in the background, you see me, I was pacing back and forth. Like I am ready to fucking destroy.
Yeah.
And I just had so much fucking confidence. Nobody was going to beat me last Friday night. There was nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody could step in that ring and beat me. That night.
I felt that.
I was just going to say, I think that layering in your feelings towards your craft and your feelings in life is just such a sign of the times right now. I feel like whether it be in acting, whether it be in boxing, whether it be in basketball, like talking about how you feel and about, you know, anxiety you face or depression or any of that stuff is kind of table stakes at this point. Like people are doing that and by the way, if you're not doing that, you're kind of losing because that's showing your fans and the audience that you command.
Real.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That you're authentic.
You be,
gone are the days of perfect celebrities.
Yeah.
Those days are over. Everybody knows that that's a facade. It's not a real
thing. Sort of.
Who do you got? One in particular.
Who do you think is just a fucking invincible that you
see? No, not invincible, like perfect. Has no flaws, no anxiety.
No. I'm saying there's still a lot of celebrities that appear that way. You would know, like being in LA and behind the scenes, bro, that's just not the case. Like,
But then I feel like you could read right through that now.
Well, everybody can, and that's what I'm saying.
But they don't, bro. Mm. Like the people that come to mind, it's like,
Oh, you're right.
Do you have any idea who these people are? Like some of them are really standout people.
Yeah.
Others are not. They simply aren't. And like being in the Hollywood circle,
that makes sense.
Everyone here knows so much about these role models that are
bigger
just like,
than life people.
Everything's not as what it seems.
One of my biggest inspirations, but one of people that I took a lot from is probably was Kobe Bryant.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
And I felt he was invincible. I really looked at him like a superhero. when he died, I was the most shocked. You should have seen me. I was screaming like, no.
I was supposed to.
Fucking yeah. No. Like, yeah, yeah. Anybody, no, not him. Why the fuck him? So it just goes to show, like, fuck, anybody's, nobody's invincible. Dog. No. Nobody.
That one was bad.
That one hit hard.
That one hit really hard.
Hard.
That one left like a crater in space and time. And yeah. We were in San Francisco at the time, and you could just feel it. Like everyone was moving different.
It's just like everybody paused.
Yeah.
And had to kiss their mom or dad.
Yeah.
Or fun.
I was with like my family. I was with my family, which was incredible.
Me too. I was
at
too.
The time, man. Yeah. My whole family, and they're all from the East Coast. But I was with them when it happened, and I was hugging all of them. I remember how we all felt that day. It was a terrible day, and it put me in like a 3-day.
Me too.
Spin of anger, and I was had two horrible shows after that. I was pissed off.
I felt weird, like, dude, yeah. For 2 days. Yeah. Like you said, I just felt weird, like off. Like that was not supposed to happen.
Biggest tragedy in the history of sports.
Yeah, 100%.
That one felt like a glitch in life. Like yeah. that one didn't make it. Like something something shorted out in this fucking simulation that we're in.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, fucking
simulation can go a whole bunch of ways. It can go sad ways. Yeah. In my case, it can
Man, that's why I was like, can I believe in different dimensions? Maybe he's out there somewhere.
Facts.
Like, with GG and they balling out.
Maybe, hopefully.
How about anything else that's happy to end with? What else is...
All I can say, July 11th,
yeah.
Staples Center, Ryan Garcia versus Jorge Linares.
Ooh. Wait, last time you were on the show... I think you mentioned Selena Gomez as like your celebrity crush, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, these girls are gonna start reaching out.
Oh yeah,
you're getting older, yeah. More attractive,
desperate right now,
more winning.
You know what I said to myself? Like I as a boxer, I feel like when I meet these celebrities, I feel like they look at me like I'm a fucking bigger than life. Like they look at me like, damn, this motherfucker's a fucking beast.
Well, all right, bro. Boxers move different. It's not your typical celebrity, dude.
Yeah.
Your craft
speaks for itself.
Is the most primal form of the human race, dude.
Goes like, back to gladiator times.
Fighting with your hands. It doesn't get cooler than that.
Yeah.
It doesn't. That's when, but like anecdotally for me, I noticed my celebrity jump two levels when I became a professional boxer. Cause like
it's just badass.
Bro, now you walk in the room, not only got clout, but everyone knows you can beat the fuck out of And I mean, chicks love it.
Hey, I want to thank you for actually like, trying like this boxing stuff, like you brought, like whether people like it or not, he's helped boxing in a way.
Yeah.
Not like in the most dramatic way. I'm not saying he changed the fucking sport. I'm not saying he was the best fighter and this that. People get confused on that. I'm saying he's contributing by bringing it into the new generation. So don't get that confused because I'm like, y'all gonna come at me, but. I'm just saying he did.
Well, I mean, to that point, there's certain things that you can't deny. I mean, it's a fact.
They do deny it.
But what, how could you? It's just a fact. However many.
I don't know.
Hold on a second.
Like I said, whether you like it or not, he did.
That's what I'm getting at. So how many hundreds of thousands of new viewers to DAZN happened as a result of Logan Paul KSI 2? Like people could sit there and be like, oh, he doesn't take the sport seriously. He's a YouTube kid. He's this kid. He's that kid. But at the end of the day, 450,000 people or a million people or whatever it was who would not have watched the sport of boxing quite literally. It's a fact. Turned it on because Logan Paul's fight. And by the way, I know the numbers. I probably can't say them, but a good chunk of those people didn't stop watching DAZN after Logan Paul KSI.
100%.
You can't argue with facts. That's the thing.
You know what's crazy about it? So many people, the easy route is to be like, get these fucking YouTubers off of boxing. That's the easy route to say. Yeah. But I've never said that because then I'll be lying to myself. Like, it is good in a way. Like, I know that you guys are not going to fucking try to make it all the way to the top. I mean, obviously.
Jake really likes it.
And it's all good and dandy.
Do you feel disrespected seeing YouTubers box?
No. You want to know why? Because it's all going to help the love of the game. It's all going to help out boxing. I do everything for boxing. I post, people are like, oh, you only post on Instagram videos back in the day. I was like, dude, I'm posting training videos that are going viral, you dumb ass. I'm doing it for boxing.
Yeah.
Like people did not understand that. They're like, you're goofing off. Fucking training. People just like how I train. Yeah. Fucking goofball.
Yeah.
Like, you turn it back into a show. Yeah. I think that it's been missing for however long.
Yeah. Now. When Mike Tyson was in it, he was saying, I'm going to fucking eat your children. Like, dog, that's weird. Like, he talked about
But it worked similarly.
But it worked.
It worked the same way. And by the way, Ali obviously was so much classier, but he did a similar.
When he said, What did Muhammad Ali said? He said, I ain't going to jail. I mean, I'm not going to war. He stood up for a cause.
Right.
Then came, right. He got his title stripped away, came back and become another world champion, another heavyweight world champion. He won the bout back. So that's just things that are not normal, but he did something that nobody would do. So that's what makes you a legend. That's what makes you the best.
I think that narrative that like what we did for the sport is essentially useless. I think it's like a media thing. I think it's like I think it's like a talking point. Just like I heard you say in an interview, Ryan Garcia is like the social media kid. That's the media's narrative, bro. Yeah. Like everyone knows now, especially. That's just not the case.
They can't say it anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, at what point?
Like, they can't even use it as a narrative anymore.
How many downloads do we need to draw? How many pay-per-view buys do we need before people are like, okay, I think we understand? How many first-round knockouts do you need until people are like, okay, like, we get it. The kid's a fucking beast. Lethal legend. Yeah.
People love to complain. People love to complain.
I mean, it's fun, bro. It's all
entertainment at the end of the day. Sometimes I enjoy looking at this dumb shit people write. I enjoy it.
I think that's something I've had to like come around to is that there is a lot of people who enjoy looking at dumb shit.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times when I create for my own shit where I don't want to make dumb shit and I forget how many people out there love consuming dumb shit.
They just like to see shit.
That's why TikTok is so hot. They're this dude dropped his groceries down the stairs and it has 1.2 billion views on it. Of course people are watching him drop his groceries
down the stairs.
Well, I'm just giving a fake example, but there's shit like that.
Yeah.
Like just random people love
I haven't gotten into
shit,
TikTok
dude.
Yet, but people said I would.
You
be
should. You crush it.
Yeah. Oh my god,
it.
You would.
You would yeah. Crush
just,
it.
Yeah, just post your videos that you post on Instagram on TikTok. Yeah, yeah you pop off real quick.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna
try. All right, bro. I think that's it.
I think it was a great podcast.
It was a great show. Phenomenal, great brother. Show.
Thank you for coming on Impulsive. Ryan Garcia, where can they find you on Instagram?
Find me on Instagram at King Ryan G.
King Ryan G. Hit that subscribe button. We're about to hit 2 million subscribers.
Let's go, baby. Everybody got one, but let's go.
Viva la Mexico.
Let's go. God Viva day. Mexico. Viva Mexico. The world. Yes, go.
Stop fucking, mijo.
That's the key thing from this podcast.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.